Chapter 1. Real property, characteristics, legal descriptions, and property use. Real property versus personal property. Real property consists of land, improvements attached to the land, benefits, rights, and ownership interests that go with the land. The term appurtenance is often used to describe rights, privileges, or improvements that belong to and pass with the land. Improvements are man's additions to the land, such as buildings and landscaping, shrubbery. Real property also includes accessories and fixtures. Accessories may or may not be installed. Accessories include such items as stoves, pool equipment, window AC units, remote control devices, keys, and more. A fixture is an item that was personal property. However, it has been attached or installed in such a way that it has become real property. Commonly, we think of plumbing and electrical fixtures. For example, a shower head or a ceiling fan. It can be described as an improvement. The attachment is permanent, and the process may be called annexation. The process of real property becoming personal will be described by the term severed or severance. The fixture is uninstalled and once again becomes personal property. Tests of a fixture include method of attachment, adaptation to the property, custom built as opposed to stock items, and the intention of the parties attaching the fixture. In residential leasing, fixtures installed by tenants are usually considered to have become part of the real property. Therefore, they remain at the end of the lease. Severance only occurs with the agreement of the parties. In commercial leasing, fixtures are often called trade fixtures. Personal property is a right or interest in something of a temporary or movable nature and includes anything not classed as real property. It is also called chattel or personalty. Ownership is transferred by a bill of sale. When personal property is included in a real estate sale, an addendum and/or a bill of sale will be used in addition to the contract. Trade fixtures are fixtures installed by a tenant in order to carry out a business, and they may be removed from leased property prior to the termination of the lease. If trade fixtures are not removed prior to the termination of the lease, they become real property and pass to the landlord. In the sale of commercial or investment property, ownership of fixtures and trade fixtures to be included in the sale should be verified to protect the interests of both buyers and sellers. Emblements are crops cultivated annually. Examples include corn, wheat, and barley, not sugarcane. Even though they are attached to the ground, they are considered the personal property of the farmer who cultivated them. They are not automatically part of the sale of a farm or ranch. Ownership can be transferred with a bill of sale, or the cultivating farmer may make arrangements to return to the property and harvest them one time after the sale closes and the crops are ready for harvest. Characteristics of real property. Land has three physical characteristics. 1. Non-homogeneity, meaning no two pieces are exactly alike. A more current term is uniqueness. Each piece of land is unique. 2. Immobility, meaning land cannot be moved. A person must go to the land. Land has a fixed location. 3. Indestructibility, durability. It will always be there. Land has four economic characteristics. Scarcity, in short supply, where demand is great. A lot in Manhattan is more valuable than a lot in upstate New York. Scarcity is usually based on geographic considerations. Modification, land use and value are greatly influenced by improvements made by man to land and to surrounding parcels of land. Fixity, land and buildings and other improvements to land are considered fixed or permanent investments. They are not liquid assets. Situs, location preference, or location from an economic rather than a geographic standpoint. This can change over time as people change. Legal descriptions. A legal description is created and determined by a surveyor. It is a necessary part of a contract or conveyance, deed, listing, sales contract, etc., for that document to be enforceable. It is not required in a lease for the lease to be enforceable. It is a description of such certainty and accuracy that one can go to the ground and identify the land. The following methods of land description are legal. Meets and bounds descriptions use terminal points and angles and always have a POB point of beginning. This method uses compass directions, degrees, and minutes. The point of beginning is also the end, sometimes called the termination point, so that the land described is completely defined. In other words, there are no breaks or gaps in the outline of the property. This description might include the use of street names. This is the oldest method of land description. Monuments, permanent surveyor markers, are often the starting point for a meets and bounds description and can be essential to the accuracy of that description. Monuments can be man-made, an iron pipe or natural, a stand of timber, an old oak tree, etc. Lot, block, and subdivision descriptions are derived from a recorded map called a plat. This is the most common description used in residential listing agreements. The rectangular survey system, also known as the government survey system, takes into consideration baselines, latitude lines, and meridians, longitude lines, townships, and sections. Townships and sections are located in ranges. One township contains 36 sections. Each section contains 640 acres, which is 1 square mile. Each acre contains 43,560 square feet. You must know how to calculate the number of acres in a government survey system parcel of land. Starting with 640 acres in a section, divide that by all the denominators in the description. Example: how many acres are in this parcel, north 1/2, southeast 1/4 of section 3? Solution: 640 divided by 4, divided by 2 equals 80 acres. Public and private land use controls, encumbrances. Public controls, governmental rights in land, PETE, P-E-T-E. 1. P, police power is the power given to a municipality to regulate and control the character and use of property for the health, safety, and general welfare of the public. Zoning is the most common example of police power. Zoning regulations are local laws to control land use. For example, R1 zoning means residential, single family only. A change in zoning may result in a non-conforming use. This use was permissible under former rules, but new rules prohibit it. A non-conforming use is allowed to continue as it is considered grandfathered. The non-conforming use is automatic. No hearing or application process is required. A non-conforming use cannot be altered or expanded without permission, but it can be sold to a party who wishes to continue the existing use. If the property is destroyed, the non-conforming use may not be rebuilt without permission. Note, there is no violation of zoning here. A non-conforming use is not the result of a violation. If your property violates zoning, you may request a variance. A variance may also be requested prior to construction. A setback is the space between the lot line and the building line. Construction must be setback from the lot line. The setback can also be described as the amount of land required surrounding improvements: front setback, side setback, rear setback, etc. Example: an owner who wanted to extend his garage beyond the setback line would be in violation of zoning and would need a variance. The process to obtain a variance is to apply to the zoning committee. A hearing will be scheduled, and all neighborhood property owners will be invited to the hearing to voice any objections they might have to the variance. A variance goes with the property when the property is sold. A conditional or special use can be granted by a zoning committee or deed restrictions, HOA. This use would benefit the neighborhood, like a school within a residential subdivision. Another type of conditional use is a PUD, a planned unit development. A PUD zone allows for a higher population density with houses clustered together. There are three common characteristics of a PUD. The developer will provide a green space for residents of the PUD. A nonprofit HOA will maintain the green space. residents will pay an extra tax to the HOA for the maintenance of the green space. A buffer zone is an area of land separating one land use from another, such as residential from commercial. The buffer zone is located between incompatible uses. The buffer zone is a transitional use. Example: single family, apartments, retail. The apartments are the buffer zone. The government also has the right to regulate special land types for the public good, including coastal properties and wetlands. Standards have been set to keep construction a set distance from protected wetlands. The space between the wetlands and construction is another example of a buffer zone. Police power provides the government with the right to establish building codes, specific construction requirements, designs, materials, safety guidelines, etc., can all be regulated. New construction frequently requires a certificate of occupancy to be issued. 2. E. Eminent domain is the right of the government to take private property for public use through the action of condemnation. This is the only time the government must compensate property owners. When an individual forces the government to buy his or her property, this is called inverse condemnation. 3. T. Taxation. Property taxes are the highest priority lien on real property. Property taxes are ad valorem taxes, or according to value. Unpaid taxes create an automatic lien on property. At foreclosure, property taxes are always paid first. 4. E. Escheat. Property reverts to the state when someone dies, leaving no will and no heirs or kindred. Escheat can also be used if property is abandoned. Abandonment is a legal term. It describes an act of surrendering or forfeiting rights or property. The purpose of escheat is to ensure that no land remains unowned. Private controls, restrictions, and encroachments. The most common private controls of land use are CC and Rs, deed covenants, conditions, and restrictions. CC and Rs are commonly referred to as deed restrictions or deed covenants. HOA, homeowner association, or POA, property owner association. Regulations are like deed restrictions, but usually apply to condominium complexes and subdivisions. These private controls of land use are contractual obligations that a buyer agrees to when purchasing the property. Deed restrictions are imposed to control land use, development, and methods and materials for construction. Style and appearance requirements can also be enforced, garages facing the rear of the property, etc. They are found in a recorded document called a Declaration of Restrictions. They are imposed by the grantor. Violation can result in civil court action brought by other property owners who are bound by the same deed restrictions. The court will issue an injunction to enforce the restrictions. In some cases, deed restrictions and zoning can both exist. If this is true, although both must be disclosed, whichever is the most restrictive or limiting must be obeyed. Generally, deed restrictions are more limiting. For example, zoning sets use categories, such as mixed-use commercial, where a deed restriction is more likely to set a specific use, such as a hospital. Deed restrictions are permanent in most cases and usually do not expire. They control present and future owners and tenants. An encumbrance is a limit on a property or a limit on a property's owner's rights that may or may not also be a cloud on the title. The following are all examples of encumbrances. A reservation imposed by the grantor withholds title to a part of the land described in the deed. Example, an easement or mineral rights. When a structure or improvement overlaps or trespasses onto another's property, it is an encroachment. Encroachments must be disclosed. The determination of an encroachment requires a survey. Note, a listing agent discloses an encroachment. A buyer's agent recommends a survey. In the case of an encroachment, the injured party has the right to demand the removal of the encroachment. An easement allows limited use or enjoyment of another's land. It is a right in land and should be created in writing and recorded. It is use without possession. Easements can be created by express, written or verbal, or implied. by actions or evidence, grant, usually as part of a sale. Agreement, usually separate from a sale. Reservation, a seller keeps an easement at the time of sale. Limitation or prescription, acquired by constant use without permission, usually at least 10 years. Necessity, granted by the courts. Condemnation, taken by the government under eminent domain. The government will take an easement for itself, the utilities, or the railroads, any project that benefits the public. Easements can be terminated by merger, acquiring the adjacent property. Release, a recorded document used to terminate a right or claim. Abandonment, an action that terminates rights. Dominant and servient estates. If you have two parcels of land with a road across one parcel, the owner who crosses over the other's land is dominant. The dominant estate would be landlocked without the easement, in most cases. The property with the road is servient to the dominant estate. The dominant estate benefits from the easement, while the servient estate is encumbered. The most common reason for this type of easement is entry and exit from the property. This easement is called an easement appurtenant. It goes with the land, and the landowner owns the easement. John owns a large property with a home in the rear. He sells the front portion and reserves an easement to drive across it. This is an easement for entry and exit, ingress and egress. It is an easement appurtenant. Four facts to know. 1. An easement appurtenant goes to the buyer when the land is sold. 2. The dominant property benefits from the easement. 3. The servient property is limited by the easement. 4. The utility easement is an easement in gross and is not affected by any sale. An easement in gross belongs to a person or corporation. An example is a utility easement. No matter who owns the land, the easement still belongs to the utility company. A license is permission to do a particular act upon the land or property of another. A theater ticket or sports event ticket is a license that grants the use of one seat for one performance. A license is similar to an easement, but of much more limited duration. It is not a right in land. It is often given verbally and easily revoked. Granting temporary permission to cross an owner's land is an example of a license. Adverse possession, squatter's rights, occurs when property is acquired from the rightful owner through the statute of limitations. Occupancy must be hostile, visible or open, actual or notorious, continuous and distinct for the statutory period. Example, how could an individual get title to real property without a deed? Adverse possession. Lis pendens is a recorded notice filed against a specific property, meaning that some form of lawsuit has been filed, but not yet resolved in court. A lis pendens may become the responsibility of a new owner if not settled prior to closing. Broker license candidates may see a reference to a lis pendens for the foreclosure of a traditional mortgage.